So at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, we have a recap of Matan Torah. And, of course, many halachas, mitzvahs are learnt out in Parshas Mishpatim. And at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, we have one of the most, or perhaps the most fundamental principle in all Hilchos Mamonos, which is Hamoitzi Mechaveh Olav Harai. And this is learnt out from the words of Moshe, that he tells the people that Aaron and Hur will be there. Mi bal devarim migash aleihem. Whoever has a mishpat, a din, should approach Aaron and Hur. And this is learned out in the Gemara on Baba Kama Memvav Amud Beis. A conversation between Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni and Reb Ashi. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni says that mi bal devarim migash aleihem is the makor for hamoitzi mechavei levi olav harai. The burden of proof is upon the plaintiff. To which Avashi responds, it's a svara, why do we need a pasuk? And that pasuk should be used for something else. Let's try to explain the relevance of Hamoitzi Mechavei Olav Harai to Matan Torah. What's the kesher? If this is the place that it's learnt out, it means that there's a deeper connection between Hamoitzi Mechavei Olav Harai here, now, and to Matan Torah in a more general scale. Chazal make a drasha in the beginning of the parsha. Eidah hamishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. Lifneihem v'loi lifnei akum. That there's a fundamental difference between the mishpat of Klal Yisrael, the mishpat of Goyim, mishpat Elokei Yisrael. And let's try to understand this drasha in the context which we will present in Mirtz Hashem. Another question is that Yetzias Mitzrayim is accomplished through what the Torah calls the Yadayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yad HaGadayla, the Yad HaChazaka, and the Yad Rama. Let's try to explain a little bit, at least the Yad HaChazaka will focus on why this Yad, the Yad HaChazaka, is the Yad which administers the Makos on Parim Mitzrayim. And lastly, a Medrash which we've dealt with many times, Chazal say that as Klal Yisrael approached the Yam Suf, the Yam Suf didn't want to split. But when it saw the Aron Shel Yosef, so it split. Nas mipnei nas. So why was it that Aron Shel Yosef was able to make that Kriyas Yam Suf? When we take a step back and look at the Seder B'Tzias Mitzrayim, here you have Kadosh Baruch Hu, who sends Moshe, and he tells Paro to let the Jewish people go. Paro says, no, they are my avodim. So we see this as a conversation or confrontation, but really, it's a mishpat. And everything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is al pi din. And if Bnei Yisrael should leave Mitzrayim, it means that not only is it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that it should, but it fits into mishpat as well. Al pi din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming with a taina, to which Paro will respond with the taina. So here Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying to let the people go. Moshe representing a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Paro says, no, I'm not letting them go. They're my avadim. Now what? Kadosh Baruch Hu is just going to come send Makos and twist his arm? Is that what happened? It was Kadosh Baruch Hu was bullying Paro? It can't be. But Paro, if we follow the din through, he's a muchzik. He says that the slaves belong to him. These are his slaves. The burden of proof, kivyachol, is on Kadosh Baruch Hu to show that the Jewish people don't deserve to be slaves. So now, why don't they deserve to be slaves? Well, Paro said, they're my slaves, al pidin, maybe as a good time. Many, many years ago, there was a Mishnah Lamelech, name was Tofnas Paneach. He came up with a genius concept in a time of famine that everybody should basically sell themselves into slavery to Paro. If you remember those parshas at the end of Sefer Bereishis, you remember that Paro was Bailim in the people of Mitzrayim. They were technically his avodah. And his time to back was that, what do you mean? The people in this land, they're my avodah. However, there's a very important component which is left out of this, is that the Jewish people were never part of that agreement. Yosef, who is that Sofnas Paneach, he established a land for Klai Yisrael to live, the children of Yaakov, Goshna, and they were completely absolved of the whole Mechira, of the whole Avdus. They lived a good life. So the fact that all of Eretz Mitzrayim are slaves to Paroi, that I grant you Paroi. But the Jewish people, they're not your Avadim. So how come the Mitzrayim are living a good life and they're your Avadim, but the Jewish people who are free, you take them to be Avadim? That's backwards. So, Paro does have historical evidence that there was an agreement made with the people living there, and they are all slaves to Paro. But what Paro needs to do in order to solidify and justify his claim was to say that there was never a person named Yosef, and he never took care of the children of Yaakov. There was never such a person. Such an agreement was never made. There was a Mishnah Lamelech. Something happened. Paro, maybe he just said it was Paro completely. It was his doings, and these are my slaves. Al pi din, they belong to me. So the Torah says, "Vayakom Melech Hadash al Mitzrayim asher lo yoda es Yosef." Yosef was completely out of the picture. That's why they took the Aron of Yosef, they threw it into the Nile River, and Lahadam, Bahayu Dvar Ma'olam, there was never a Yosef. Everybody is slaves to Paro because that's what happened back in the day. So Mamela, what's, going back to our question, why is it so significant that Moshe comes and he shows Aron Shel Yosef? Why is Aron Shel Yosef split the sea? Because the Yetzias Mitzrayim is really due to the fact that Al Pi Din, if you can prove that there was a Yosef, if you can remind the world that there was a person named Yosef and what happened, so then the Jewish people were never slaves to Paro. And of course they deserved to leave. And the whole thing was completely uncalled for, and it was completely unjust. So that's the significance of the Aron Shel Yosef. Aron Shel Yosef is the Koyach HaRaya, which is Moitzi Mechaveir. And that's why Yetzias Mitzrayim is called HaMoitzi. HaMoitzi Mechaveir Olavaraya. HaShadosh Baruch Hu was able to take out the Jewish people because he presented a Raya. And that Raya is Aron Shel Yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed the proof, and that proof is Yosef. So to continue this idea, one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Moshe to do is to show the different simanim, and one of those simanim is put your hand in your chest and take it out. Saras, away from Saras. What's going on with that? According to what we're saying, we could say the following thing. Now that HaMoitzi Mechalav Araya and the Moitzi is the Aron Shel Yosef, who says that they should belong to Kadosh Baruch Hu? So we have a principle, a chazaka, called the Cheskas Marakama. Cheskas Marakama means, and it's usually used by Karka, that whoever the pre-established owner is, the karka will return to him. And here, Paro had a claim on these avadim, that the avadim belong to him. And the Gemara says in Bava Kama, avadim ishlam chazaka. You can be, have a chazaka on avadim. They're not like goydris, where animals which run about, so then there's no chazaka. No, avadim ishlam chazaka. And Paro claimed that he had a chazaka on them. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought proof that they shouldn't belong to Paro. But who is to say they go to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Well, the answer is chesas marakama. He's a Cheses Marakama. He's the Marakama of Bnei Yisrael. And so therefore, they should go to HaKadosh Baruch. Where do we learn out Cheses Marakama? So many Achronim are Medame Cheses Marakama to Chazaka Meikara. Chazaka Meikara is used in Yisrael. That whatever the established state of, let's say, the mikvah was before the Suffolk was born, so that's the state which it's in now. And many Achronim are Medame Chazaka Meikara to Cheses Marakama. What's the source of Cheska Chazaka Meikara in the Gemara? And Chulin Daf Yidam at Beis. A Beis HaMenuga. A Beis HaMenuga is where the Kohen comes and he looks at the Beis and he says, this Beis is Tomei. Saras. When he leaves the house, he proclaims and he declares that it is a Beis HaMenuga. So we ask, maybe in the time that he left the house, it's no longer a Metzayra. It's reverted back to a state of being Tahar. So we say, no, that's the principle of Chazaka Meikar, that since when he last saw it, it was in a state of Tumah. So we can assume now that it's still in a state of Tumah. So if we're Medame, like many do, Cheskas Marakama to Chazaka Meikara, so we understand why Moshe came with a hand in his chest, and then he took it out to show a siman of tzaraas. What he's saying is, I'm representing Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I'm saying that they're not avanim to you. Well, if they're not avanim to Paro, then where do they belong? So they belong to Kodesh Baruch Hu because he's a cheskas marakama. Where do we know cheskas marakama from? Well, from the sugi of tzaraas. So the siman of tzaraas comes to show that really Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's cheskas marakama and belongs there. So let's further this idea. The fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu took B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, in Siyas Mitzrayim was Hamoitzi Michal of Arai, Arona Shal Yosef, that's one thing. However, the Seyid of Yitzias Mitzrayim continues from Pesach until Shavuos. Like the Zohar says, there's 50 times the Torah mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim, connected the 50 days from Pesach until Shavuos. And Sfiras Umar connects the two. What's Mila is Shavuos, in terms of Yitzias Mitzrayim, more than Pesach? So you could say as follows, based on this Yisod, Pesach, and Shvi Yishal Pesach Yis Yamsov, is Mevara al Pi Hilchas Chazakas, that Klai Yisrael deserve to be free, and that they are free. But even though a chazaka has a koich to be mavayer, it's still a suffik. And the chazaka has a koich to be machriya suffik, but does it mean that it's not a suffik at all? It's still a suffik. It's just that the chazaka tells us how to be mavayer suffik. However, when you come to Chag HaShavuos is something completely different. Matan Torah is an experience called Atah Hareis Ladas Keshem Hulokim Eino Mavadai. Atah Hareis Ladas is a totally different type of araya. Atah Hareis Ladas. That there's a Maitzi Michal of Arai which takes place in Chag HaShavuos, which is much, much higher than Maitzi Michal of Arai which took place for Pesach. On Pesach, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mevayer, that Arona Shal Yosef, that we don't belong as slaves to him, fine, that's one level. HaMaitzi Michal of Arai means by Chag HaShavuos is that there's no Maitzi and there's no Chaveroi. There's Ein Lo Mavada, there's only Kodesh Baruch Hu. I don't have to be Maitzi from Paro. There's only me, says Hashem. That's like a person taking from his left hand and putting it into his right hand. I don't have to be Maitzi from you. That's not what's going on here. Yes, it is a form of Moitzi Michal of Araya, but not because there's a din in Mishpat. It's because there's only me. And that's why I take from you, because even you is me. That's why I could take from you. That's what's called Anechi Hashem Elokecha Shetzicha Mertzisem. Hoitzei Sicha is also a Moitzi. Again, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm taking you out on Matan Torah, but on a higher level of Moitzi Michal of Araya. From a place of Havaya. This is the way you would say it. Paro only heard the Shem Elokim, the Zohar points this out. Yosef never used the Shem Havaya. He only heard the Shem Elokim, which is why when Moshe shows up and he says, I came on behalf of Havaya, the God of the Jews, Paro says, Mi Havaya, lo yadati es Havaya. I don't even ever heard of such a Shem before. So the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim, which takes place through Yosef and Moshe by Pesach, is at the level of Elokim. And Elokim is Mishpat. And when there's Elohim, Elokim, there could be Elohim Achim too. And that's the level of Mitzvah Levaya, it's on the level of Elokim. When it comes to Matan Torah, the level of Yetzias Mitzrayim is on the state of Havaya. Anoichi, Havaya Elokecha. It's a much higher level of Yitzhak. It's a much greater raya. If I show you Havaya, if that's my raya, so that's a much higher level of a Maitzi Mechavaya of a raya. It's the greatest raya. Ata Horeisa Ladatski Havaya Kuhu Elokim. What was Elokim by Yitzhak Mitzrayim is now on the level of Havaya by Matan Torah. So that's called Anoichi Havaya Lokacha Asher Hoitzisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Let's go a little bit further. We mentioned earlier the discussion in the Gemara between Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni and Rav Ashi, whether Hamoitzi Michal of Araya is learned from a pasuk, or like Rav Ashi says, no, Lama Likra Svarahu, it's only a svar. Is there a difference between learning it out from a pasuk or learning it out from a svar? So perhaps yes. The Kuntres HaSveika says, quotes the Rishonim in the Gemara and Ksuvis, that a goy doesn't have a chazaka. Goy doesn't have a chazaka. So the Kuntres HaSveika wonders, why not? Why should a goy not be a muchzak? If it's tachas yado, so why should he not have a machzak? So Shimon Shkop explains that there's a very big difference between a guy and a yid when you analyze what the nature of the chazaka is. The whole Indian of a chazaka is chazaka machshe tachas yado shalom shalohu. If you're holding onto it, there's a chazaka that it belongs to. But that's only true if you're a trustworthy person. But if you're a guy, and Rav Goyim Agazlan in the Gemara says, so why should a guy have a machzak? That's what Rav Shimon Shkop says to answer the question of Kodesh HaSvekas, who asked on the Rishonim, why should a guy not have a machzak? So the chayr really depends, I've been thinking, based on these two tzadon in the Gemara. Because really, when it comes to the inyan of Hamoitzi Michal of Araya, the Mefarshim clear the following chakir. This is the lashon. Is it a din or is it a birur? That's the lashon. I think what he means is like this. What does it mean, din or birur? Birur means that the chazaka comes to establish and to verify and to explain why it belongs to you. But a din means that it's a siluk. We really don't know. It's a suffig. But why should we take it out of this person's hand and give it to the next person? Just leave it where it is because we don't know who it belongs to. So let it stay where it is. So it could be that this is the difference between the two opinions of the Gemara itself. Mashmo Bar Nachmeni and Ravashi. Ravashi says it's a svara. Why is it a svara? Well, it's a svara because if you hold that it's a siluk, that it's a din, so we take a step back and we leave it where it is. That's why it's a svara. Shmuel Bar Nachmeni says the reason why we have a pasuk is coming to tell you that it's much more than just a svara. It's not just a siluk. Mi balvar migash is coming to teach us that it's a virur, that it's a higher level of a chazaka. So really, it could be that the difference between mi balvar migash aleihem versus a svara is whether or not a goy is a muhsik. And for the fact that at the end of Matan Torah it says mi balvar migash aleihem is coming to show that once that's the case that we have mi balvarim, that a goy is no longer a muhsik. That's why the goy is no longer a muhsik. Because the pasuk is coming to teach us chazaka mashatachas yadav shaladim shalayu. And with all this being said, let's go back to our questions which we had said before. I'll explain the relevance of hamoitzi v'chol v'raya to Matan Torah. So we're starting to see, I've already explained that anei hashem alokecha asher yitzitzicha me'etz mitzrayim is hamoitzi v'chol v'raya, but in a much higher way than the night of Pesach and Shviyish lo Pesach. It's the greatest raya. It's a raya on the level of Havaya. So the reason why at the end of Parashas Mishpatim we have a Moitz Mechal of a raya for the first, for at least step one, is because that's the greatest revelation of a Moitz Mechal of a raya. To be Moitz B'nai Yisrael from the Chazaka of Parai. Parai Avadim Yishlem Chazaka. Parai is a Mochzik L'chayra. It's a Svara that Parai should be the one who should be left holding on to them. No. For step one, Arona Shal Yoistev. Step two, Matan Torah, it's all part of Yitzias Mitzrayim, to be Maiti B'nai Yisrael, Asher Yitzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Why is it called the Yad HaChazaka? It's called the Yad HaChazaka because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is coming to Mevavayra, who is the Mochzak. And that's why he's bringing Makas on Paro. He's bringing Makas on Paro because he knows Paro is a liar, and he knows that really I'm the Mochzak, and you're not the Mochzak, these belong to me. You just refused to admit that there was a Yosef. I have to show you Rono Shel Yosef to prove my point. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Yad HaChazaka means that I'm the Mochzak, so I'm doing what I can to take away what belongs to me. I'm the Marakama. Before we get to Lifneihem v'lo Lifnei Yaakov, let's just bring a few Ramazim. So we had said before that the whole din v'diyun in Mitzrayim was in regards to who's the Mochzak, Chazaka. So if you take Chazaka b'miluo, it's Gematria Eretz Mitzrayim. And Paro came with a taina that he's the Mochzak HaMoitzi Mechal Avaraya. So Paro b'miluo is Gematria HaMoitzi Mechal Avaraya. Because that's Paro's stance in Mitzrayim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu brings Makos, Tetzach Adash Be'achav. So Tetzach Adash Be'achav is Gematria Chazaka Marakama. Chazaka Marakama. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is showing that he's the Cheskas Marakama, and that's why the Yad HaChazaka brings those Makos. And we had said that Anei Hashem Elokecha Asher Yitzitzicha Me'etz Mitzrayim is the greatest revelation of Hamoitzi Mechal Avaraya. A remez to this is the words Mi Bal Devarim Yigash Aleihem. Bal Devarim Yigash B'miluoy is Gematria Anei Hashem Elokecha Asher Yitzitzicha Me'etz Mitzrayim. The remaining words are me and aleihem. Aleihem is spelled without a yud. So mem yud aleph lamed hey mem. So mem yud aleph lamed hey mem b'miluoy with a koilel is gematria yemei ha'omer. So it's a remez to the yemei ha'omer which connects Pesach to Shavuos. Because it's coming to begin with one level of Moitzi Mechal Avaraya and to connect you to the higher level of Moitzi Mechal on the level of Elokim, the level of Havaya. So that's why the bracha is al sfiras ha'omer. Yeah? Sefiras is Gematria Moitzi Michaveru Alav Haraya, and Ha'oimer is Rashi Tevois Ha'moitzi Michaveru Alav Raya. So that's Sfiras Ha'oimer. So this takes us to Eila HaMishpat Meshvatas on Lifneihem. So he said Lifneihem v'lo Lifnei Akum. So B'derech Remez, Asher with the Koilel is Gematria Chazaka Marakama, Tosim is Gematria Moitzi Michaveru Alav Haraya. So you have in the first pasuk of the parsha, Asher Tosim is Gematria, Chazaka Marakama, Moitzi Mechal Avaraya. But once you have in this week's parsha, Mibalt Vemigash Alehem, so the Mafreya, Goy is not a Mochzak anymore. So the pasuk says, Asher Tosim, Lifneihem, Velo Lifnei Akum. Because the whole Indian is to be mevar that Paro is not a mochzik and no goy is a mochzik. Even the fact that Paro started off as a mochzik, that's before Mibald Ramigash Alehem. But now the Mibald Ramigash Alehem, my Freya, he's not a mochzik at all. So just to further this point a little bit further, the relevance of a Mitzvah Chalavar to Matan Taiva goes like this. The fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Bnei Israel in such a revealed way, Har Sinai, in front of millions of people, the whole world heard about it, the whole world knew about Yishma Yisrael, Yisrael heard about Matan Taiva and he came, everybody knew about Matan Taiva. Why was that so important? Because Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah in the way that nobody should have any tainus, should be no sveikus, that Hashem took Bnei Israel on Himself and gave us the Torah. Now, anybody who wants to come afterwards and to say, really, it never happened. How could you say such a thing? Or that somebody will say that Hashem, he gave the Torah to you, but then he wanted to give it to somebody else, or he forsake the Jewish people, and now he chooses a new nation, like the Christians say, like the Ishmaelim say. So a Yid needs to know, and he needs to feel comfortable to be able to say it to anybody, and to know for himself. The burden of proof is on you. Hamoitzi mechavei levarai. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah in such an oifen, we are the muchzik. The fact that Klai Yisrael, we feel that we're in the right and everybody else is in the wrong, we have nothing to prove. Because there's the Torah, and everybody agrees that there was an Old Testament, say what you want. It's not outdated. Nothing has changed until you can prove that it changed. But just Misara, aside from the fact that we have Torah and Mitzvahs and Shabbos and Tzaddikim and everything, we have, we're an Amadushne Oneg, we have so many Rayas. So many Rayas. But just push it. You want to just be a simple person. Somebody comes over to you, and you're a traditional Jew. Somebody says, what do you got? I said, what do you got? So the reason Mitzvah goes along, and they do this at the Kiruv seminars, just to teach basics to a Yid should know what his Messiah is. The Messiah itself is the greatest Gilui of HaMoitzi Mechal L'Varai. And the burden of proof is upon everybody else. That's another reason why HaMoitzi Mechal L'Varai goes along with Matan Torah, because the Jew needs to know that the Emuna and the Yisaitis of Emuna have been established on very solid, sturdy ground. Anybody who comes to say anything afterwards, the response is, "Hamayitzim mechalav araya mi baldvam yigan shalehem," and that's why "Hamayitzim mechalav araya" is connected to the parasha of Matan Torah.